Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. It is quarter number one of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, celebrating the return of the fans. Mark's having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. Purchase one RV for the weekend, you get a second one for free. Yes, that is a two-for-one deal. For more info, best call Mark, 800-519-8467. Greg, how you doing today? You ready to talk some recruiting?
Let's do it, Jim. Recruiting season has somewhat come and gone, but I think fans are about to find out what we've always known, is that it's going to get pretty busy out there on the recruiting trail over the next week, 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks, as prospects take all they've learned and all they saw and every impression that they received during the quiet period, and now that we're back into a dead period, have the chance to sit down and figure out what exactly it is they want to do. You're going to see a big run of commitments here across the country over the next few weeks, and Penn State's going to be involved with quite a few of them.
That's exactly what we expected it to be, Greg. For everyone to understand, after over a year of no on-campus visits, the month of June, it opened up. Players, high school players, recruits were allowed to make their visits and official visits on campus. So every weekend was a busy weekend at Penn State and college campuses throughout the country. Now it's back to a dead period. Players try to cram in all of their visits during the month. You saw many of them making 3, 4, and even 5 visits during this month. Now, let's hit on the news that's come out of these visits before we hit directly to last weekend and the players that visited and get updates on them. Let's start with the negative news, Greg. I'm a glass half empty kind of guy, so let's start there. There's been some recent projections, crystal ball predictions for some players who have visited Penn State. Let's go over a couple of those names. The first one I want to look at, Zane Durant. He's a defensive lineman from Orlando, and he's a four-star player. He did visit Penn State weekend of June 18th. Now we're getting many of the crystal balls to Miami. I would assume because the player's out of Florida, not a big surprise that he may be staying in state.
No, I mean, that's a fair point, Jim. He obviously enjoyed his trip up to State College. I don't have any doubts about that. But at the same time, you know, the Hurricanes are the in-state school. He's from Orlando. We're talking about a four-star defensive lineman who's 6'1", 250. He's a top 340 player in the country and a top 50 player at his position. Penn State put up a good fight here. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But you are starting to see those crystal balls roll in. Now, I'll note that as we talk about this, there's no predictions from what they call lead experts, but there is one from Andrew Ivins, who's the Southeast recruiting analyst for 247 Sports, and he's really plugged in Florida. I don't know if anybody's more plugged in than him, except for maybe Jaywon Siders. So, you know, it does not seem to be a case of Penn State being able to overcome this Miami push. The Hurricanes have recruited him for quite some time, and, you know, we'll see. Obviously, there's a few days still left to go, and the one thing that's going to be important to remember, Jim, when we're looking at the when we're looking at the crystal balls or the rivals' future cast or whatever, just trying to read the tea leaves, is that we have to remember that dominoes could fall at any point in time at any school in the country that completely change the outlook of a recruitment. You know, what if Miami, now I'm not saying this is going to happen, but just to illustrate the point I'm getting here, what if Miami's saying, look, we're going to take 3 defensive linemen. They have 4 guys who are on the board. Jim, they might tell those four guys, hey, look, we got room for three of you, and whichever three of you commit first is the three that we're going to take, and to the one who doesn't, we're sorry, but we're not going to have room at the end for you. And that's not, again, that's, I'm not saying that's the case here, but just the point is that every school has to have a limit of how many guys they take in a particular position, and if a guy gets caught off guard and other guys on the program's board commit, you know, the school that looks like his leader or the place he's likely to end up may end up not being that place if the dominoes fall the wrong way for him. So just keep in mind that things are probably going to change fast and furious in some recruitments during this process. It's just the way that, you know, the way that I think things are going to shake out. So, yeah, I agree with you that Durant's a guy that looks pretty likely to end up at Miami. But, you know, you never know until the final word is in.
And that is the case with all of these. We're talking about where a player may be trending. Until he makes an announcement, it's still an open recruitment. And candidly, even after they make an announcement, it could often stay an open recruitment.
Right.
Here's another name, Alex Van Sumeren. He's a four-star defensive lineman from Michigan. I believe he was initially a Michigan commit. And decommitted. He did make a visit to Penn State, but he seems to be trending now to Michigan State.
Yeah, that seems to be the case there as well. And, you know, again, this is a guy who's from Michigan, so the fact that Michigan and Michigan State are kind of in the in the ballpark there is not a surprise. But, you know, the confidence level when I look at the crystal ball predictions are low. Now, the one Michigan State pick is medium. It's a five, so I mean, take it for what you will. Top 200 player, top 30 defensive lineman, Michigan State, Northwestern, Penn State, Texas A&M, Clemson, some others have all offered. So I think right now, you know, when you look at this recruitment, again, I think it's one where Penn State really tried hard to impress him when he got him on, you know, when they got him on campus. Obviously, so did a lot of other schools, and he was very impressed, it seems like, by Texas A&M as well. And so, you know, Michigan State was his first official, and the question the Spartans are going to have to ask themselves is, did they do enough to hold up against all these other trips he was able to take between the start of the quiet period in early June and now? And I don't know if, you know, if that's going to hold up. So we shall see. I give Penn State more of a fighting chance here, Jim, than I do with Durant.
That's interesting. And, I, you know, it seems like whenever a out-of-the-area, out-of-the-region player, Durant potentially staying in Florida with Miami, Van Sumeren staying in Michigan with Michigan State, it always brings up that conversation point about recruiting players out of your region. When it works, it's a great thing. The last couple of years, Penn State has done very well recruiting in the state of Michigan. But when it doesn't happen, the thought is, well, you spent time chasing someone from out of the region who's probably not going to come your way. Would that have not been time better spent more in your own region?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just times when you feel like there's not an equal level of talent in your region, and because of that, you're forced to go somewhere else. So I 100% agree with your point, Jim, but I just do think there are times when even if with the best intentions of playing, you know, even if you have the best intentions of trying to stay in your region and make sure that you hit that area closest to you that you know you have a redemption in, or a big focus on and a big area on, you know, I just think that a lot of times you're just not going to maybe find that player in the region, or you're not going to be as good a shape with him in that region, and because of it, you know, you have to look somewhere else. So I do agree with your point, but at the same time, I think, especially in a case like this where I know Tim Banks isn't around anymore, and he was obviously the Mr. Michigan, but Penn State's still going to recruit the Midwest, and I think this is one of those cases where it was worth putting a lot of time and effort in.
And you also have a situation where this doesn't just go one way. This is also the players expressing an interest.
Correct. And absolutely, yes.
You know, if you don't go out of the region at all, you don't bring in a player like Caden Saunders because, gee, he's in Ohio. we don't. That's not our normal region, so we're not going to go out there. Or Drew Aller, for that matter, also out of Ohio.
Right, exactly. Yep, you are 100% right.
All right, let's get a little more positive news on the crystal ball and the prediction front. And I noticed there was a prediction for Keon Wiley, a three-star linebacker from Philadelphia, to go Penn State's way. We haven't heard a lot about Keon Wiley. Could you give us an update on him, what he's all about?
Yeah, I mean, this is a three-star recruit from the Philadelphia area. He knows Ken Talley, who, of course, is a longtime Penn State commit, and from what I've been told, one of Penn State's best peer recruiters. He's known him for a long time, and Keon Wiley's a guy who could be a defensive lineman or could be a linebacker to next level, 6'3", 205. I could see him lining up at either spot. It would be a shocker to me if he does not pick Penn State. This is a guy who I think really likes the idea of playing in his home state, really likes the idea of following some of his, the past Philadelphia guys like a Deion Barnes to Penn State. So I would be surprised if this one doesn't go Penn State's way. His commitment set for July 3rd, which is, of course, this Saturday. And it's going to be a busy weekend on the commitment front in that regard. But yeah, I like where Penn State's at here, Jim. I really do.
Now he's scheduled for July 3rd. I believe there's a couple other players who were talking about making announcements around the 4th of July weekend or so. Who else?
Yes,
is
that is correct.
Up,
so, yep. So we are going to see a bit of a commitment run here. There's no question about that. You know, when you look at Keon Wiley, obviously he's going to lead things off. But, you know, Jaden Bellamy is a guy Penn State's been tracking. He's committing July 2. A lot of people think Notre Dame has that one locked up, but time will tell. Then you have Wiley on July 3. Tyrese Fearbry, who's a defensive lineman, defensive end, out of the Pittsburgh area, is committing July 4. Penn State's right in the mix for him. Obviously, we talked about Zane Durant's July 4th commitment. So there's plenty of guys who are saying, look, this holiday weekend is when I want to make my choice. And so if you're Penn State, you hope you can get at least a couple of those on board. But right now, the group we talked about, I would say they have a really good chance with Wiley and a decent chance to a pretty good chance with Fearbry. And then I think the other couple of guys are probably going to end up elsewhere.
Real quick on Fearbry, going into his visit at Penn State, he seemed like a very heavy Pitt lean, but it appears his visit kind of changed that, right?
That's the way the tea leaves are starting to fall, Jim. Now, you know, again, I think it's going to be hard still. I think it's one thing to come for a visit and say that is, you know, that's changed your recruitment. I think it's another thing then when you go home, kind of reset, you're back in your city, you're back close to Pitt, which is a school you had your eye on for some time. And I think that's going to make it a little bit more challenging than people would like to admit to get him. I just think that time between going home and committing will probably swing us back to the Panthers, but Penn State certainly has a tremendous shot at getting him on board.
Very good, Greg. That's it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, I want to talk to you about the players who visited this past week to Penn State and talk about those players. Stay tuned for that. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.